Last weekend, officials in Clay County, Kansas, opened up a time capsule. It had been sealed in a cornerstone of the county courthouse back in 1901, with instructions to break it open 100 years later. Inside were newspapers, an 1898 ballot, a ticket to a local banquet, and souvenir ribbons from the courthouse dedication ceremonies. Now, Clay County officials are starting a new time capsule. They'll put it back in the courthouse walls to be opened in 2101. Jerry Mayo is a county commissioner.
We want to have some faddish things, because like this that came out of the time capsule this time was, you know, kind of humdrum. So we want to jazz it up a little bit. We did publish a resolution asking the citizens of Clay County for suggestions, and we've had some suggestions. One suggestion was to have all the first and second graders in the county write stories about our county to put in there. We've also had the suggestion of buying a couple shares of blue chip stock, say an IBM or AT&T or something like that, and putting those in there. Then we've also toyed with the idea of creating a CD-ROM.
What about some physical things you could stick in there?
We're going to put a proof set of coins. Local bank is going to donate a proof set of coins from 2001. Now, we're going to put lots of pictures in. They have to be black and white pictures. They say color doesn't last very well. We talked about putting Post-it notes in there, because that's a big deal for now. Everybody loves Post-it notes.
Right.
And stickers. The kids use a lot of stickers. Of course, we mentioned the CD-ROM. We're not sure how they'll age, but we wanted to put that with a music CD, like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, that kind of thing,
right,
with a Walkman so they could play it.
Do you have the thought that all of that could seem hopelessly archaic a century from now?
Yeah. That's one of the things we've been struggling with, because anything computer-wise, we know it's outdated before it hardly gets to the shelf, so it's a certainty to be outdated in 100 years.
They're just going to laugh at us.
Uh-huh. But the Historical Society of Kansas, we've been talking to them, and they seem to think if we put a note in there saying what type of machine it runs on and what kind of operating system it runs on, chances are there will be some way to duplicate that and be able to access it.
You mean a CD-ROM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had thought about putting in we've got a U.S. News and World Report covering the events of September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And we visited with the Historical Society about it, and they said, well, you know, people probably won't find that very interesting because it'll be all over in the libraries and everything like that in years to come. So it probably won't be interesting. But if you write a story about how it affected our town on that day, they'll find that interesting.
Sure.
So we've got some aspects to look at like that.
How do you go about making sure? I know there has to be thousands of time capsules that are buried and forgotten around the country. How do you go about making sure people know where it is and when it should be opened?
Well, we're going to have a formal resolution put in the books that this capsule was put back in the cornerstone on such and such a date, and hopefully, you know, they'll remember that and they'll go back and access this record when they periodically review all the resolutions and everything, so it'll be a formal resolution like a law. So it'll be noted, and there'll also be a copy of it in the museum.
Mr. Mayo, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye.
County Commissioner Jerry Mayo. Residents of Clay County, Kansas, have until the end of November to suggest items for the time capsule.